Welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from No Diet Babe. I'm a spiritual mindset coach and weight loss expert. If you are a spiritual babe wanting to up-level your life around your body, health, wellness, spirituality, law of attraction and manifestation, then this is the podcast for you. I'm here to give you the tools, teachings, and strategies to manifest the body and life of your dreams. As spiritual babes, we know to focus on love as opposed to fear. So get ready to learn how to implement spiritual teachings to weight loss, wellness, and your daily life coming from a place of love and abundance. This is a celebration of how we can shift our inner perception of ourselves and watch our outer selves shift. You can become the best version of yourself, and I'm here to help. So let's get started. Hey babes, welcome to the Manifesting Doll Podcast. I'm Barbara Orban from nodietbabe.com. And today I'm actually coming to you live in both video and audio form. If you want to catch this podcast episode actually live in the flesh, you can actually join my Facebook group, which is Babes Manifesting Weight Loss, because I'm going to try and start recording these podcasts, or at least some of them live, for you to be able to join me live and ask me questions and stuff, which is great to be able to interact with you guys. I'm really excited about that. So hope you guys are having a lovely weekend. Some of you might still be on a weekend. It's actually Monday here in Australia, but I know heaps of you around the world might still be on your weekend. So I hope you're having a lovely weekend. I had a really great weekend. I went to a hen's night, which was lots of fun. Lots of fun. And also exciting stuff is happening because lots of babes have been joining the Manifest Weight Loss course. Now, you guys have to know that there's literally only one more day to sign up, like one more day that you have to sign up for weight loss, manifesting weight loss. And the thing is, the benefit that you get from signing up now is that you get, because I'm closing the doors to actually update the course, if you get in now, you get to benefit from this lower price point now, and you'll still get access to updates in the future. So it's a really good idea to get in on this amazing course right now. Had loads of babes take it, even had like big names take it, like Catherine Zenkina, and that have raved about it and loved it. Because what I'm teaching you to do is how to apply manifestation and law of attraction to weight loss, but it's so much deeper than that as well, because I have a background knowledge, like I have knowledge in eating psychology and have applied so many different techniques to my own self and worked around so much conditioning around food and weight, which enables me to be able to maintain my weight with ease. Now, this wasn't always the case for me, okay? I was your typical yo-yo dieter and emotional eater, and I also struggled like many of you do. And I hired people, personal trainers, you know, nutrition coaches, I went to see dietitians, everything, like to try and help me with these issues. But it's like, until I didn't do the mindset work and until I didn't change on a deep identity level, none of that was able to be implemented. Why? Because I wasn't a vibrational match to weight loss. And this is the thing with anything. You can take loads of action, right? Loads of action. But if you're not a vibrational match to what you want, it's just not going to work. The success won't happen because you're just not a match to getting it. Like attracts like, and you have to work on your conditioning around food and weight in order to get to where you want to be. Now, I've said this before because some people will be like, Or like, even if you don't say it, you might, your ego might be thinking it. So I just want to like say this straight off the bat. You might have taken action to lose weight before and it worked, okay? And what's happened there is you've built momentum around the positive expectation of weight loss. But because your subconscious and pre-existing thought patterns, there's still a lot of underlying stories that you haven't shifted yet. You then, after the positive momentum runs out on weight loss, because you get to a point where maybe you've lost some weight and you start to get like, you start to play around with the rules and think, maybe I can eat more food now. Let me play around with this. And then things start happening. Maybe you start overeating and then you feel uncomfortable about that. You feel guilty about that. Boom. You start to build momentum in the opposite direction and you start to gain the weight back, right? What people need to understand is how to deal with these things. This isn't about willpower and getting more motivated in these moments. No, it's about looking at the story. It's about looking at the thoughts and feelings and beliefs and what's going on, because it is the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that drives the action and behaviors. It is who you are on an identity level that needs to shift, right? And so when you're in this place of I'm at my heaviest, and I know a lot of people, what they do then is they start to try and recreate actions that they've taken in the past to lose weight. And so you'll start to try and recreate actions, or you'll start to try and copy diets that maybe you followed in the past that have worked for you. But notice that it doesn't take hold and you can't get it shifting. You can't get it moving. Why? Because again, you're not a vibrational match to the weight loss. And what I'm here to teach you with all of my podcasts, with all of my courses, with everything that I provide you is I get it now, because I used to do the same thing. And the one thing that I used to always like mull over, like I used to like spend a lot of time thinking about, why can't I recreate that again? Why can't I get to that place? And what you call that is motivation. I hear it all the time. I just want to get to that place again when I was motivated. I just want to get back to that. And now I'm at my heaviest and I feel like shit, right? But this feeling when you're at your heaviest, this place where you... What it can do either is one thing that can happen, which you start to feel bad about it. You start to think, oh, this isn't me, and your identity doesn't match up with you being at your heaviest. So then it can manifest into weight loss when it's like, again, you then, because there's that polarity, you suddenly realize that it's something that you don't want, that it's actually out of your scope of your identity or how you perceive yourself. And then it builds enough momentum in this place of like positive expectation. You're really wanting to lose weight. And then that's how people get that ball rolling, right? But then what the mistake that people make is that they stay in this place of beating themselves up and this place of panic and anxiety about being at their heaviest. And then they can't move forward because this place that they're in doesn't provide the right motivation to lose weight, okay? Because this energy that they're in is very heavy on, like the way I described it before was like, it feels like you're drowning and you're trying to stay afloat and you're just gasping for air. It's like, oh my God, like I just feel like I'm trying not to gain more weight. And then you're in this place of like, I'm trying so hard not to gain any weight, but I want to lose weight. And it's like, hold on a second, just slow down here, woman, because you're snowball over here, or like your train, okay, let's imagine that's a train going to a destination, okay? Let's imagine that you're in a train right now and your destination is going towards gaining weight. You've got this train going like a million miles per hour in the direction of weight gain. And you're like, oh my God, this train, it's going so fast in the direction of weight gain. What the fuck? I'm gaining weight. Oh my God, I'm at my heaviest. Oh my God, I'm so panicked right now. And you're expecting to change the GPS and you want to go another way. And it's like, no, you can't just, like, you've got so much momentum going in this direction. Can you imagine a train going really, really fast in one direction? You can't just expect it to start going the other direction, right? When you're just like, oh my God, I'm gaining weight. Oh my God, I'm at my heaviest. Oh my God, I need to start losing weight. Let me just start tomorrow. Let me get motivated. I can't live like this anymore, right? You can't just expect to go the other direction, right? You've got this fast moving train. You've got a lot of momentum in that direction right now. You've got to be careful. Like, if you upset, like, this train here, it's going to fucking go off the tracks and smash. Like, don't upset this thing, right? Just like, imagine you're in this train and you're like, what the fuck? I don't know how to control this train. It's going a million miles an hour. What if I like keep on panicking and it goes off the rail and I smash? It's like, that's where you are right now with your weight gain, right? You're so fucking panicked. You're at your heaviest. You're freaking out. Okay, calm the fuck down. Like, panicking about this situation isn't going to help you right now. And you also can't just turn the train around magically and be going 100 miles per hour in the direction of weight loss. It's a process, right? So what you have to do is, like, energetically, right? Because this is like an analogy, yeah? Energetically, you have to slow that train down first. You have to slow the train down. It's got a lot of momentum right now in gaining weight. You have to slow it down. Then you have to stop, right? And you have to, like, sit there for a bit. Like, you got to let the train just, like, settle. It's like when you turn a computer off, you can't just turn it back on straight away. You got to give it a few seconds to sit before you turn it back on, yeah? It's like that. All right, so you'd slow the train down. You stop it. Then you reassess, all right, where am I going? Let's start moving this train in the other direction, the direction of weight loss, right? The thing that people do wrong is, like, they fucking freak out. They're going a million miles per hour in the direction of weight gain. And it's like, energetically, they're like trying to move the train the other way. And instead, it's just like, it's going to go off the rails and just crash, like, up in flames, boom. It's like, energetically, you can't just, like, do that when you have so much momentum going in the direction of weight gain. And for people who have been doing mindset work for a long time and they have awareness and they're able to catch little moments where they shift, then yes, it's a simple shift where you've perhaps relapsed a little bit and then you go back in the other direction. I'm not talking about that because, of course, like, it doesn't have to be this process each time. But for somebody that's just a beginner to this work around their mindset and manifestation and law of attraction, it's like, hold on. You're like, really, like, you just need to calm down right now, yeah? Because you're not like, you're worried about taking action and you're worried about how you're currently gaining weight, but you need to focus on this drama, like, all of this drama and this, what I experienced it, and the way I felt was anxiety. I felt anxiety around my weight because I would just feel, and I'd feel very uncomfortable. I'd be like, I can't be in this body right now. Like, I'm at my heaviest. I feel like shit. I can't stop eating. I can't control myself, right? That, to me, that is very when you're the most fragile. And what people tend to do in these moments is try and be pushy with themselves. I need to push myself. I need to be harder on myself. No, you don't, right? Because right now you're fragile. what you need is kindness and compassion. And I don't mean like, oh, let me just keep on stuffing my face and ignore that. No, that's emotional eating. Yeah. You are just like repressing even more. No, I don't want you to repress. It's different. You want to have awareness whilst you are feeding yourself mentally with compassion. Yeah. You have to feed yourself with self-love and compassion in this moment because that's what you need the most in order to slow down the train, the momentum going in weight gain. Okay. That's how you energetically slow down the train, is to give yourself what you're seeking from food. If you're binge eating, if you're gaining weight, you are seeking something. You are seeking something and it is manifesting as hunger. Yeah? You have to start realizing what it is your needs are and have enough awareness to go, what am I really wanting? What am I wanting? What you want is a feeling, and we're seeking things. We want stimulation from things. And if it's not from food, it'll be from something else. Yeah. We get into this place of seeking. Why? Because it's like, I'm not good enough. I'm seeking something. I want to feel a certain way. Right. But we can't keep on expecting our environment to give us that. We have to learn to give it to ourselves if we want to manifest weight loss, because emotional eating and our emotions are really tied into our weight. So we have to have an awareness of when we're seeking. We're getting into this seeking energy around food. I'm seeking something. And when you're at your heaviest and you're like so anxious about it, you're like, I can't be in this place right now. You're just not a vibrational match to weight loss. You're not. Like, I can feel so much like anxiety and so much panic and so much drama. And it's like the self-worth is so tied into the weight in this moment. And in order to slow down the train, you have to surrender. Like, this is where you are right now. It's not a big deal. You can be in such a different place if you only just work on changing your vibration in that moment instead of allowing it to gain even more momentum. When you're in that place of panic, you're not in the correct emotion to take the right action. Yeah. Stop worrying about the action and start thinking, how can I make myself feel better in this moment? Yeah. That's what's going to help you to get into the place where you can start taking action to lose weight. But just worry, right? Like in that place, like start thinking about how you feel more so and looking at it from a non-judgmental curiosity of, what's my story right now? Why is this manifesting into my reality right now? Yeah. And majority of the time, you're not a vibrational match because you're putting so much weight on weight. So much weight on weight. It's like everything is riding on this one thing. And it just you're just not a vibrational match to it, right? You're in a place of lack. You're in a place of lack. You're looking at the lack of weight loss. Yeah. How do you expect to get weight loss when you're in the opposing vibration, in the lack of weight loss? Yeah. Let's just go back to like law of attraction basics, you guys. We've got to remember the basics of the universe, right? You can't attract it from the lack of it, right? And no, you can't just like start being like, oh yeah, I'm thin and I'm so happy right now. Like, I get that. Yeah. I can't just be like, oh, I'm feeling fat, but no, I have to feel thin. No, no, no. Like, let me just try and feel thin right now. It's like, it's not like sometimes it's like, oh, I'm like so broke, but let me just feel like a millionaire. You know, I get that. It's like, it's not like that. It's like, let me just try and feel somewhat better about myself right now. Let me just look at this from the perspective of this is not serving me right now to feel bad about this. Yeah, I'm at my heaviest. So what's going to make me feel better? One thing that makes you feel better is to just realize that everything is only temporary. Your weight in any given moment is only temporary, yeah? Like anybody can lose or gain weight at any moment in their life. So your situation right now is only temporary. And yes, you probably have had a manifestation of, oh, I've always been heavy or I've always struggled. But again, that is just a manifestation of the story you currently have. You keep on replaying those thought patterns, so it keeps on re-manifesting. But still, it is just a moment in time right now that you can always change. So that is something that you can hold on to make yourself feel somewhat better. This is only a moment in time right now. I can change this if I decide that I fully believe that my thoughts create my reality. Number one, I have to genuinely believe that. Number two, I do the work on my mindset and I'm fucking persistent with it and I trust the process and I'm patient. And then the action comes. The action becomes, you know how to take action to lose weight. Like a lot of you take too much action to lose weight. And that's the problem too, is you're doing too much. You're putting yourself in too much of a deficit. And you're just trying way too hard when it shouldn't be that hard. Yeah? There's no like medal. Nobody gives out medals for how good you are at dieting. Yeah? You don't. You could be the best dieter and be the heaviest. I see that all the time. I see women who are the most dedicated to dieting, who dedicate themselves to exercising, yet they do not have the physical manifestation of what the effort they feel like they're putting in. This is like across the world, there are loads of people who do exercise enough, who do eat healthy. Yeah, there's no medal for that, is there? All they feel is resentment because they know they're putting in effort. They want to see results, but they don't. And then they end up blaming this themselves or putting meaning onto that. It's like, it means that I just have the wrong genetics, or it means that I'm not good enough, or I have to be stricter. That's a lot of the time is the belief that forms then is, well, then I just have to get stricter at this. And it's like, no, don't do that. You're going to even plateau even worse. Like you're just already going to put a body that's compromised like metabolically from chronic dieting into even more shock and more deprivation, yeah? The majority of women who are struggling with dieting are in chronic deprivation. It's like you know nothing other than deprivation around food. Before you can even consider weight loss, you need to start working on the manifestation of the feeling of being satisfied, right? You can't just go from feeling deprived and feeling like you can't get enough food to losing weight. You need to focus on manifestation of feeling satisfied around food, which is the opposite of deprivation around food, right? It's so, so important. So, so important. Yeah, because like you can't sustain weight loss when you feel deprived. You just can't. You are literally like trying to run a marathon with a broken leg right now if you're trying to do that. Yeah, like you're just making it worse. Like you need to rest that broken leg. You need to plaster it up. You need to get better. Then you need to start to learn to walk again and then run. Yeah. Like don't do that to yourself. Like when you feel chronically deprived and you're binge eating and everything's a mess, it's like, no. Don't do that. Don't. You're like, you're so fragile right now. Like be there for yourself. Learn to have self-love and compassion. That is a skill that's going to help you to control yourself around food. Self-compassion is a fantastic thing to start to learn to do on a daily basis. That's going to help you with your weight. Trust me. So, so important. More so than this shit that people talk about having to get motivated. Let me look at more like Instagram accounts that'll get me motivated. Sure, maybe temporarily you'll go to the gym tomorrow and then you'll start off eating well, but you won't sustain it because you haven't learned to give yourself that need, that fundamental need for like self-compassion that you keep on turning to food for, right? So, so important, you guys. So important. Like, I know what it's like in these moments when you're at your heaviest and you're like in panic and it's like, let me just fix this. Let me fix this. I can't be here right now. And like, again, yeah, that place, like, it's just not a vibrational match. It's not a vibrational match to where you need to be in order to sustain weight loss long term, right? We want to be in it for the long haul. We don't want to be yo-yo dieters for the rest of our life, right? We don't want to have so many rules that limit us. We don't want to have to avoid going out with friends or fear food. We don't want that. That's not happiness. It's not. I don't know about you, but I didn't feel happy when I didn't have a social life because I just had to make sure that I did everything perfectly. Oh no, I can't eat out, never, because I have to be perfect around my nutrition. I have to be perfect in order to see any results. It's not like that anymore. I don't allow that into my reality because I've decided that I get to choose how things are. I've decided to work on the inner stuff as opposed to just that stupid dieting mentality of I got to take more action. When things aren't working, let me just take more action. It's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And it kept me struggling. It kept me an emotional eater. It kept me fucking miserable. And I get angry about it because I'm so fucking sick of seeing people miserable and then falling for these stupid diets. And it's like, no, stop that. Like, let's get you in the right frame of mind. Let's get you changing on an identity level, like your subconscious mind, your relationship to food, your relationship to weight. This is what it's all about. That's what manifestation is. It's about your relationship to that thing. Why? Because your relationship to that thing determines what level you're vibrating at in relation to that thing. Yeah? But it's not as simple as just like, boom, I'm going to just manifest. It's like, let me have to work on the conditioning around this thing. Let me have awareness of what kind of things I believe in relation to this thing, how I am vibrating around food, what are my emotions around food, what are my emotions when I weigh myself, yeah? All of this is insight. And another thing you want to do is like celebrate when you have insight. It's like, cool, I'm being aware in this moment. Go me. Yes, let's celebrate the fact that I just realized that I had a limiting belief and I had awareness of that thought. Because limiting beliefs are just your thought patterns repeating over and over. If you listen to your thoughts, you'll start to learn what your limiting beliefs are. Yeah? So that's really, really important. Yeah. So, but anyway, you guys, like, pretty much this stuff is what I cover in the 3-day course to manifest weight loss. It's the final day to join, all right? It's the final day to join. I just know so, so much how deeply this work is going to help you. And I really, really need people to see that it's not just this surface level shit that you've been following. I know that I spent so many years and so much money purchasing meal plans, recipes, workout programs, all of that stuff is, it's like you already, majority of the time, there's some things that are, that need to be educated on in relation to that, but a lot of the time, that's not what's missing. What's missing is the inner world, the shifting of the inside, the perception of things that needs to shift, because you are not going to be able to implement and follow the plan unless you are being the person who follows the plan. Yeah? You got to become the person who does that. And some of you, like, are trying too hard to be somebody that you're not as well. It's like, yeah, it's like, because your rules around weight loss are so restrictive and so perfectionist. And it's like, this standard of perfection is like the worst thing you can aim for, because no one's ever going to be perfect, right? And you've got to just lower that, not lower the standard from perfection, because perfection is actually like the worst standard to have, because it's not even attainable. And you've got to start setting the bar where you can reach it. Set the bar where you can reach it and get used to succeeding. Yeah? Then you suddenly manifest your belief of succeeding. That's how it works. So my 3-day course is going to help you with this. Yeah? It's going to help you undo all the dieting shit, become a vibrational match to weight loss. That's what you need to stop the momentum going 100 miles, millions of miles. I don't know how fast trains go. There we go. But your train, when you're in this place of panic of I'm at my heaviest, you're going a million miles in the wrong direction. Don't get caught up in action. Don't get caught up in action. You're in this place of not believing that your mind controls everything. Your mind controls everything. Focus on your mind. Yeah? Everything else will work out. Things just start aligning. That's what manifestation is. Yeah? So the 3-day course, you have literally just, I think it's like 24 hours left, like, or just over that. One more day. I don't want you to miss out. There's like a super easy payment plan that you can do, or pay in full for $197. The course will change your life. Trust me, you'll just have such a different perspective. If you can implement this work, it will change your life around weight forever. It will enable you to lose weight easily and sustain it. If you implement this work, it's fucking amazing. Yeah. My life around food and weight is so different now. And I just want everybody to benefit from this, because I feel like this knowledge, this information, people aren't using it. People aren't using it. They're just so caught up in what to eat, how much to eat, how much to exercise, how do I lose weight? No, you want to become a vibrational match to it. Yeah, that's where the magic is. All right. Anyway, you guys, I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Manifest weight loss. The course is available for one more day. The address is www.nodietbabe.com/manifest weight loss. Okay. It's in the show notes. You can also find it there's a link for the Facebook group. It's like up there. And then in my Instagram bio, you can also send me a message if you have any questions, or email barbaraorban@nodietbabe.com. Okay, but you have one more day to join Manifest Weight Loss. It's a great course. You can download the audios and start listening straight away. And each day, so it's 3 days. So each day you'll get new content. So days, you've got day one and then day two and day three and homework. Yeah, homework is part of the transformation because it's going to start building awareness. Without awareness, we don't have anything. We're just living unconsciously. Yeah, the first step is awareness. I mean, the constant step is awareness, really, because our life is constantly about being aware in order to learn and grow as people. We want to have awareness. We want to be conscious because that's what living our best life is going to be all about, because like we're always learning and growing as people. Anyway, you guys, love you guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you're watching the replay on the Facebook group, leave me a comment. Say hi when you watch the replay. If you want to ask any questions, yeah, I'm here for you. Love you guys. I'll see you later. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you loved this episode, I'd love for you to leave me an iTunes review. Don't forget to follow this podcast for more uplifting teachings to come. For more tips, inspiration, and teachings, come follow me on Instagram at NoDietBabe or check out my website, NoDietBabe.com. Until I see you next time, babes, lots of love.